This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking right now about the national conversation taking place over gender and bathrooms, other public facilities, after a controversial law passed in North Carolina. We just heard from State Representative Jesse Kramer, who said he would reintroduce a similar bill to the Wisconsin legislature during the coming session. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this something Wisconsin needs? 800-642-1234. We just heard from Representative Kramer about his support for this bill, his authorship of it. Now we hear from a representative from a statewide LGBT advocacy group making the case against it. Megan McDonald is with us. She's executive director of Fair Wisconsin. Megan, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks.
So why is Fair Wisconsin opposed to this kind of legislation?
Well, first of all, the original bill was really just an unnecessary solution in search of a problem. Over 60 school districts in Wisconsin have already worked on modernizing their policies to create safe spaces for all of the students and to, best suit their local learning environment. And this really was unnecessary interference with that. I think when Representative Kramer mentioned seeing issues in the schools, there really haven't been incidents in schools where transgender people, having their rights protected in restrooms has increased in any assaults or safety incidents or anything like that. I think issues in the schools might be referring to it getting greater attention as school districts are, coming up with their own customized policies that address their local needs, but it's really just not necessary. Secondly, it really actually singles out and stigmatizes and even potentially victimizes trans and gender nonconforming youth in the schools, particularly transgender girls. The original bill encouraged individuals to monitor restroom use and can actually really exacerbate harassment that can already exist in the schools. So the original bill that we expect to return, it's unnecessary. It doesn't make bathrooms any safer, and it actually has the potential for great harm for some of our more vulnerable students.
Representative Kramer was just telling us this isn't really about transgender individuals. He's worried about predators or exhibitionists of some sort taking advantage of these bathroom policies to like men, he's saying, go into women's bathrooms, girls' bathrooms, and not having a legal reason to arrest them for it. That's his worry. Is that a concern you share?
I don't. Everybody cares about safety and privacy in restrooms, changing rooms, public places in general. I'm a mom. I have two daughters. They're 9 and 11. But laws like this, whether you're talking about North Carolina that is, taking away local efforts to make, things better. They don't make restrooms any safer. It's already illegal for any person with any excuse to go into a restroom to harm or harass or intimidate another person. Sexual harassment, indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, all those things that Representative Kramer mentioned, those are already illegal. Whether you're pretending to be someone you're not, or you just go in there, whether you're in the restroom that does align with your gender identity or biological sex, whether you're a trans person or not, those acts are already illegal, and laws like this do not make those laws any stronger. What they do, laws like this, the student bill that Representative Kramer proposed, or the North Carolina bill, or Mississippi's new law, they essentially single out and target trans people. They equate the trans community with predators, and they just don't make bathrooms any safer. We need to be focusing on the illegal behaviors that are, like I said, they're already illegal. And those acts, regardless of who is trying to, commit those acts or where or what excuse they might use. So I really think it's kind of a hollow argument to say that someone might suddenly try to take advantage of this new law and claim to be a trans person when they're not. The more important issue is what they're doing and what their behavior is. A trans person who wants to just simply use a restroom, change their clothes, and be left in peace, that's that behavior is not the same.
Talking to Megan McDonald from Fair, Wisconsin, looking at a proposed transgender law or a bathroom bill related to gender. She's saying it discriminates ultimately against transgender students here in Wisconsin. We heard from a Republican author of legislation just a few moments ago. We'll go to our callers now with John in Beloit. John, hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I kind of look at it really common sense. We don't ask Catholics to say, hey, I want to go in a synagogue, and people who are Jewish to want to go in the mosque. If you got mechanical body parts that say you're a boy, you go in the boys. If you got mechanical body parts that say you're a girl, you go in the girls. It has nothing really to do with how people really want to associate themselves. These are personal feelings. They should be left out of the fray. And if your feelings are hurt in America, the best thing about America is we can always go somewhere else and go with our group and be with our group in other places. Now, they're going to say this about public restrooms. Well, that's fine. If you have mechanical parts, you go in that restroom and you're good.
John, thanks for the call. I want to bring Megan McDonald in. What do you say to John?
I'm not really sure how how I would know what someone's, what their anatomy was. In a restroom. So, I mean, really it's about letting people use a facility that aligns with their gender identity and have the, you know, be afforded the dignity to, you know, be able to go about their regular daily lives in peace just like anyone else and not be harassed or threatened or intimidated because of who they are. Like I said, there's Representative Kramer sort of puts forth a lot of these incidents and scary hypothetical examples of, harassment or sexual harassment or assault. But they're not real examples. These incidents haven't happened. It's hypothetical examples. And secondly, like I said before, the behavior is already illegal. And so if someone were harassing another person in a restroom, and the police were called, the police would be able to take action regardless of who that person was or why they said they were in a particular place. So,
Megan, as we start to wrap up, what would be an effective, let's focus in on a school for a moment. What would you like to see as an effective policy that meets everyone's needs for a school?
Well, generally, ideal policies would have a number of types of facilities available so that for whatever reason anybody could have, if they wanted additional, you know, privacy or security, whether they're a trans person or non-trans or, you know, maybe a person with a disability or, you know, for any reason they could have a private facility. There could also be, you know, options of all gender or unisex, multi-person facilities, et cetera, having a variety that are equally accessible to, you know, all students or all, whether it's in a school or in a public place, you know, equally accessible to everybody would be great. And as far as policy, not policing who's using that, just allowing people to use the facility that they feel comfortable in and aligns with their gender identity. And, and just simply allowing people to go about their business in peace. And again, if there are concerns about, or when there are concerns about a person's behavior in any of those facilities, the behavior is the focus, not the identity or gender presentation of the individual person.
Megan, thanks for joining us today. That was Megan McDonald, Executive Director of Fair Wisconsin, talking about her opposition to recent talks of gender-specific bathroom legislation in Wisconsin. Just a few moments ago, we heard from State Representative Jesse Kramer, who's the author of legislation.